This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
I'm right here on the real side. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. And I do mean you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's kind of like a free-for-all Friday. I'll pretty much take on any topic. If you want to email it to me, email me the topic to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you want to help support the show, if you head over to therealside.com, you can go to the store there. You can buy the book. You can buy the coffee mug. You can buy T-shirts. I sell all that stuff too. I mean, you got to do it to stay alive. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, that's the name of the book. And it's all the labels. For some of you who are new to the show, it's the stories that we've done over the years. It's all the labels that the left gives you. They do it to scare the crud out of you. Right? They want you to be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid. These are labels that they came up with, and they mean absolutely nothing. You know, and there's a couple of chapters in the book. One, the very first chapter is Absolutes, Absolutely Not. And the reason I came up with that title is think about it. Think about that. That was just a couple of years back. But think about this. They have decided you can't be right or wrong. There is no good or bad. There is no boy or girl, male or female. None of that matters anymore. None of that means anything. Right? I mean, they want to support you in every endeavor you got going on. So if you don't want to work and work is getting in the way, just ask the AOC, not a problem. We'll just have you stop working. And we'll still pay for you. Where was this program when I was in high school? You know what I'm saying? Just ask it. But unless you guys sit back and teach your kids, maybe it's too late. Maybe you thought that your kids were getting it in school, that they had a grip, they had a grasp, and now you're finding out they don't. It may be pseudo too late for them. I don't believe it, but it might be kind of too late for them. But the reality is, reach out to your grandchildren. Your nieces and nephews, reach out to them. You can win this. Ultimately, you can win this, but you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You've got to be willing to do the ugly stuff, the heavy lifting. You've got to be willing to hear from one of your kids, as you keep this up, we're not coming back. You've got to be willing to hear that. What are you willing to do to save your children, to save your grandchildren? What are you willing to do? I mean that sincerely, because that's always the conversation. When Tammy and I have come across a few things with our kids, there have been times in our relationship where I look at her and go, are you willing not to see them for a year or two or three? Because if I tee them off, you're not going to see this one. You've got to be willing to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. All right. So, oh, God, that's a sick one, too. We'll start off with the Ocasio-Cortez again. She's just going to be, this is going to be lifelong with her while she's there. And you guys in New York, I know she comes from a really whack job community. You need to find yourself a Dem with two brain cells to rub together. I know it might be hard, but you'll find one out there. So the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's facing some ethics questions. How long has she been there? 2 months? I mean, just the things she did with Donald Trump Jr., that should be enough to bring her up on charges. She's acting like the New York thug instead of a congressperson. Right? Remember what she said to Trump? And I'm paraphrasing here. Basically, you're going to screw with me with all the subpoena power and other power I'm going to have in a couple of months or in a month? You really want to do that? That's kind of a threat, is it not? She's facing ethics questions after revelations that the lawmaker gave her boyfriend a congressional email account. Now, the Democrat socialist, she waded into the issue in response to a tweet alleging that her boyfriend, Riley Roberts, had been put on staff. The tweet included a screenshot of an official House email address. Ocasio insists that he was only given the email account so he could access her calendar. She's so important. Actually, the calendar designation is permission so he can have access to my Google calendar. Congressional spouses often get access to the calendar for their spouses. Right? She after political consultant Luke Thompson tweeted a picture showing Roberts having an official account, well, why would you be able to see it? If all you're going to use it for is calendaring, if the only reason he has is to be able to check her calendar, then that really is simple. Just hide his email from the list. You shouldn't be able to find it if that's all he's using it for. Asked about the arrangement, David O'Boyle, the spokesman for the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer, told a local news source, from time to time we get a request from members, spouses, partners, or provided house email addresses, simply for the purpose of viewing the members' calendar. But Jason Chaffetz, former chairman of the House Oversight Committee, he says, you know what, that doesn't make any sense. But you want to hear what he had to say? Got to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. You should be engaged and involved. I mean, don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. When you think about how much we've, I mean, the reality of what's been lost in D.C., the decorum, the lack, AOC, she has no clues to how government works. She has no clues to where her powers start and stop, which goes to the story we talked about a little while ago, about high schools, junior colleges, and colleges teaching history and government. The colleges are afraid to teach history and government because they're afraid the kids won't graduate. Gee, I wonder why that is. And now we're talking about Ocasio-Cortez. Now we're finding out that it might be the norm. But her boyfriend has an email address. Now, they say it so that he can have access to her calendar. But I got to ask a question here. Why show his email on the list? If all he needs to do is log in to look at her calendar, then that's all he needs to do. Nobody else should be able to find his email. When you go look at the list, though, let me tell you what, there's a little funny thing going on there. Because when they list his name, they list him as staff. So think about it. She went from bartender to congresswoman. I would say probably a little bit of a bump in how much money she was making, right? She's now making $170K plus. I don't know why we're paying these people as much money. $170K plus. Maybe we should put them on the bonus plan, right? What do you think? We pay them all, you know, that what is it, the basic living wage they keep talking about? Let's give them the basic living wage. And then I'll bring bonuses into the government. Let's bonus them based on how much money they save the American taxpayer. What do you think? Let's bonus them based on what the crime rate is at the border. Let's bonus, I mean, we can go down the whole list of this. Because that's how the real world works, right? You get bonus based on the work you do, how well you do the work you do. This is just craziness. Jason Chavez, he kicked in. He said, this is just wrong. Right? Most companies wouldn't allow this, let alone the House of Representatives, let alone the fact that if he's tagged with the wrong clearance, if he sees the wrong email, if he decides that he's going to give an email to somebody, what's he held responsible for? What can happen to him? He's in the House of Representatives, in the dome of the House, if you would. Jason says it's totally naive and inappropriate. You wouldn't allow it in most companies, let alone the House of Representatives. His quote. He said, when I was in the House, my scheduler would forward my wife my schedule once a week. But you're not allowed unfettered access. And he isn't even her spouse. It should be referred to the Ethics Committee for further investigation. Meanwhile, Thompson's tweet touched off a Twitter battle with the congresswoman's staff. Right? Here's the gig. They've removed it. Well, they've removed some of them. I am not even going to try this name. Sakat Chakrabarty, the congresswoman's chief of staff, insisted that the boyfriend isn't on the payroll, then why he's listed as staff. He's not doing any work related to the government, then why does he have an email address? He's not paid. We have no volunteers in the office. He's not doing any. We have no volunteers in the office? Really? There are interns all over the place that are getting paid, D.C. and other places. If she's...
Volunteer for her, really?
All right. So I didn't look at it that way, but you could have a really good point there. I didn't think of that. You got me again. Anyway, we have no volunteers in the office. He's not doing any government work. He can see her calendar just like spouses, partners, family members in other congressional offices. Spouses and partners normally get access to the email and to the calendars. So either Jason's lying or this person is lying. What do you think? Who are you going to put your money on? Right? Andrew Foley said that there is no such thing as a spouse's email address. Right? Certainly this runs against or foul of the federal ethics laws by having that address. You know, and the beauty behind this, it doesn't really matter at this point in time. Why start off this way? Now, the thing behind this is that nobody wants to do the calendar and send it to him. It must be one heck of a lazy chief of staff that she has there. Right? The, what does he list here? he lists one of the excerpts from one of the procedures, we'll say. In the case of a committee employee who works under the direct supervision of a member of the committee, other than these are house rules, other than a chair, the chair may require that such member affirm in writing that the employee has completed with clause
complied.
There you go. Okay, complied with clause 8, subject to clause 9 or rule. I mean, this is why it gets confusing. You've got to do clause 8, and if that doesn't look quite right, you go over to 9. You could use 8A, or you could possibly go over to rule 10, as long as it lines up with C1, section A. I'm done. I quit. I just quit. Can you believe? No wonder they make mistakes. They go on to say that you have to comply with subparagraph 2, which says a member delegate or resident commissioner may not retain, what's that say? The what?
Relative.
The relative. Why do they do that?
They're highlighting it.
The relative. Yeah, that's not highlighted, lady. Let me tell you. Retain the relative of such individual in a paid position. And an employee of the House may not accept compensation for work for a committee on which the relative of such employee serves as a member. Well, he's not technically, he's not a relative, right?
Right.
He's just her boy toy. I mean, a boyfriend for the moment. I know. I'm sorry. But you see what I'm saying. This is just craziness. So they're playing with the rules. They're playing with the games. Right? They prohibit the use of the House. Now, the House rules generally prohibit the use of House electronic mail systems and resources by unauthorized members. Is he on the staff or isn't he? That's the question. And where they're not married, can he be? All right, I got to go get a drink. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The first lawsuit seeking to block the president's national emergency declaration to get border wall funds has already been filed by the liberal advocacy group Public Citizen. President Trump predicted lawsuits when announcing his declaration in the Rose Garden.
We will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, even though it shouldn't be there, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake.
Friday's mass shooting at a manufacturing facility in Aurora, Illinois, left five people dead and five police officers wounded before the gunman was killed, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
There are no words for the kind of evil that robs our neighbors of their hopes, their dreams, and their futures.
The shooter was a co-worker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least
Welcome back. I appreciate you coming back after that wonderfully short break. We believe in capitalism here. Got to take commercial breaks unless you're paying. Feel free to send the checks. If you go over the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Place you can donate there as well. You want to donate if you can. So I do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time you spend watching the show and being involved and engaged. You can buy the book. You can buy the T-shirt. You can do a whole bunch of things up at the website. You know, I hate hawking myself, but I guess that's part of the drill, if you would. All right. Got a lot of stuff I want to get to. Now, the airlines, your airlines now has jumped in on the gender-neutral bandwagon, all right? I don't know how this works for security. No, seriously. I mean, if we're allowing people to do or say most of whatever they want to do, I mean, I hear some airlines are allowing hijabs to be used or for women to be able to wear them. And I'm not saying because they have a hijab on they're going to do something wrong, but how do you? We have people taking off belts, shoes, and everything else. How do you protect the people in the air? How do you protect my loved ones? In the air and on the ground. Travelers booking with some U.S. airlines will soon be offered a new gender option. The adjustment will provide passengers alternate choices when booking their tickets. The Associated Press says that the modification is being put into effect as a means to promote inclusivity. Here's that word again. That word has become the swear word of the century. Because it's not really inclusivity. When you see these terms, when a school district, a college district comes out and says, we've put this class into place, or we've done this, or we've canceled this class because it wasn't inclusive enough, or we've added this class because we want more inclusivity. That's not what they mean. What they mean is they want more political correctness. What they mean is they don't like the way you think. That's what they mean. I find it interesting that time after time, when it comes to the government, state, and federal, and even local officials, the only religion that gets pounded on for being hateful is Christianity, which is a joke and a half. And don't go talking to me about the Crusades from 700 years ago. Tell me what they've done lately. What, they don't accept same-sex marriage? They don't accept, I mean, they don't accept abortion? Or, as you say, a woman's right to choose? Reproductive health? I mean, seriously. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear what you're saying? The adjustment will provide passengers alternate choices when booking their tickets. The modification is being put into effect as a means to promote inclusivity. Undisclosed or unspecified will reportedly be among the new options made available. Now, the booking tools used to arrange flights on American, Delta, United Airlines are currently being restructured with the new selection. Let's just put other. Male, female, and other. Really simple. You do that with so many other things. Right? We do that with ethnicity. Hey, you got, you know, African American, Caucasian, they go all the way through Asian, Filipino, just, and then they other. Really simple. American Airlines spokesman Matt Miller was optimistic about the rollout while noting that the company has a very diverse customer base now. Who's complaining? That's my question. Who's complaining that they don't have a place to do non-binary? Leave it blank. Well, if you can't leave it blank, then again, like I said, do other. I mean, why don't they do the 79 selections that Facebook has? See how that works out. United Airlines plans to let people select male, female, or you for undisclosed, or even X for unspecified. What the heck is the difference between undisclosed and unspecified? Maybe they should just have a U for un. That's all. Just leave it to that. Just crazy. Seriously. I can't stand it. It's making me laugh. They'll have the option of picking MX. Oh my God. What have we done? They'll have the option of picking MX as a title. You hear this? This is great. I do not understand any of this. How about we just keep things, and again, I don't want to hear about how we're not progressive, we're old-fashioned, we don't get it. This is just crazy, and it's going somewhere to happen, though. United also tweeted about their plan to provide customers with the ability to select the gender which will they will most closely identify with during the booking process. So does that mean you get to change as you go? What if you feel one way on your outbound flight, another way on the inbound flight? How does that work with security? A non-binary option is also expected to be made available to the... You know what they should do? Here. I know. I think we can come to a compromise together. What do you think? So let's do this. Let's do gender identified with and biological gender. How's that? That way there, and we'll only have X or Y on there for the biological gender. That way there, you can't offend anybody. Because fact is fact, right? Truth is truth. So if you just simply tell them you need to put the X or the Y, you need to circle one of those, so we know what we're dealing with. Because I've said this before, and people get mad at me. I'm not wishing ill on anybody. Don't get me wrong. But if you were, God forbid, your body was charred beyond recognition, a DNA test would tell what you were. If you have non-binary on there, you have nothing checked, and they're looking for you, and there's a problem, they're never going to know now, are they? So why not just give them something to fight. This is just craziness. This is like really crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you're into vaping big time, and you love to fly, you may want to leave that vape pen at home. Seriously. You know what? I want you to protect me. That's what I want. Recently on a, SkyWest flight out of New York, they were forced to depart the plane before they took off. After carry-on luggage smoking in the overhead bin, now reportedly due to an e-cigarette device overheating, and it ignited inside the bag. Flight attendants on the aircraft, which operated a Delta connection flight to Houston, quickly worked to extinguish the flames. Well, they didn't go anywhere soon either after that. The footage was captured by a passenger, Rex Sakamoto. Now, Sakamoto also tweeted out the footage taken by another passenger showing what appeared to be flaming bags in overhead bins. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Can you imagine? We're getting ready for the takeoff, and while we're ready for takeoff, please notice in your overhead bins with the well, ignore the flames. We'll get to that in a minute, if you would.
They thought it was prior to takeoff.
Can you imagine? I mean, seriously. Oh, boarding SkyWest Flight 3879, they operated at a Delta connection. The smoke appeared from the passenger's bag in an overhead bin, right? The battery pack that was inside the bag overheated. Now, I don't know anything about these e-cigarettes or whatever, so I don't know what caused it to do that or what have you. But again, at what point? I mean, think about something. They're filled with oils. Right?
I don't know about the e-cigs.
Well, the e-cigs, I don't know. They got stuff in them, though. Right? I mean, seriously. When do we decide some of the stuff is just too dangerous to have in a plane? They don't let people, they don't let some people with oxygen tanks on a plane. But I guess an e-cig is all right. Eh, whatever. Thomas, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come back. You know, what happened with the FBI and the Justice Department? When it comes to what's going on with Trump, they trample all over the Constitution, but they don't see it because they believe themselves to be more right than the law. Join us in your house. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future.
Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. I'm Toby Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I realize it's very happy music. What I love is, what's his name? That commercial. Is that this is the song they play, right? No? Yeah, well, you can't hear it anymore. You're a little late on. Anyway, this guy's working in an office building, and he's dancing around the office building. And I'm thinking, okay, we're not that stupid. Are we that stupid? Maybe we are. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, I was going to talk a little bit about the FBI, Department of Justice, trampling all over the Constitution when it came to what happened with, President Trump and the pre-election investigation, post-election investigation, the groups coming, the true, if you would, deep state coming together to come against him. You're seeing more and more of this unfold, and they're telling the story, but the left will never, it's kind of a waste of time, because the left will never admit to the fact that they were wrong. They will never admit to the fact that, even though these guys said that they were going after the president, that they were actually going after the president. They just won't do it. Anyway, I do want to touch on this story, because something that happened with it kind of threw me over the top the other day when I was listening to this guy talk. The what's his name? I guess his name is Jussie Smollett. Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay. And he said, you know, it was white Trump supporters that attacked him, that they had MAGA hats on. Because, you know, when you're going to go attack somebody, that's the thing you do. You make sure you wear as much identifiable clothing as humanly possible, right? That's what you do. So even if it was, you know, something that was... Now, they're in Chicago. So apparently, two white guys attacked him with MAGA hats on and told him it was Trump territory. Now, unless you've been smoking crack all day, I don't think there's anybody in Chicago that would say this is Trump territory. All right? I mean, seriously. Now, the story is unfolding, unraveling as the days go on really quickly. Now, these guys supposedly attacked him sub-zero temperatures in Chicago, and it's just falling apart. Multiple sources told ABC 7 News in Chicago that Somalo had the two men who were now being held by the police. They'd been released, but they were picked up by the police. They were questioned and let go. Now, it seems that he wanted this PR because his character is being written in some show. I don't even want to mention the show that he was in. And, you know, he's done some interviews. He's gone on some shows to talk about the incident. And the funny thing I love about all of this, as he goes through, I mean, think about this. He's relived this over and over in his mind. He's relived nothing. He's told a lie in his mind over and over and over again. Right? And, oh, by the way, they were Nigerian men. So I guess there were MAGA men from Nigeria that came to Chicago, I guess to have a good time beating on non-Trump people. I have no idea. None of this makes any sense. But here's the part of this that I love, that I think is hilarious. All right? Is... He finally comes out when he sees it closing around him, when he sees what's happening around him and that his story is starting to fall apart. What does he say? He thinks all the doubters are racist. That the reason they don't believe in him or believe him is because they are racist. He'll never get another job again. Right? The police said, due to the new evidence as a result of today's interrogations, the individuals questioned by the police have now been released without charging them, without telling them they have to stay. The two men, whom police identified only as Nigerian brothers, were picked up at a Chicago's O'Hare International Airport on Wednesday. They were taken into custody after returning from Nigeria after police learned that at least one of the men worked on Empire. This is the show, I wasn't going to give you the name of the show. It's a show he works on. Right? Now, the comments followed a furious 24 hours that included local media reports that the attack was a hoax. Police said that the reports are unconfirmed, produces the television drama. Also disputed media reports that his character was being written off the show. Now, Smollett, who is black and openly gay, told the Chicago police that he was attacked by two men on January 29th while walking home to his apartment. He alleged the men hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him, beat him, and poured an unknown chemical substance on him. Now, when the police finally found him or went to where he was at, Smollett had a rope hanging around his neck. Small white rope, the type you'd buy in a hardware store, to drive the point home. Here's what bothers me about this. He may get away with this. Even if they can't find any proof, he may get away with this. Some states, filing a false police report is a felony. But he may get away with it. But think what he's done here. Think of how he's trying to turn this into a hate crime. Because not only is he black, but he's gay. So here's two supposedly white, MAGA hat-wearing, homophobic, racist guys that threaten him. Now, if riots were started, If fighting went on in the streets over this, what do you think would have happened? I mean, seriously, what do you think would have happened? Would anybody gone to jail? Would this guy have been? Because again, everything looks like this was just a total hoax. Actually, let's not call it a hoax. Let's call it what it is. It's a lie. He lied to get attention. Because if the police really, really believed that there was an issue here, they would have kept those two guys. All right, that's number one. Number two is he claimed he was on the phone with his agent at the time. But the phone records don't back that up, number one. Number two is when the police asked him for the phone, he wouldn't give it up right away. He went in and deleted a whole bunch of stuff. His claim was he had the names and phone numbers of famous people under that he didn't want anybody to have. Because, you know, the police could never get that. And if it's a hate crime, do you know who looks into hate crimes? The FBI. So, you know, the FBI could never get those phone numbers either, right? I mean, this just gets dumber and dumber as it goes on. Now, I talked about my book earlier. And I'm just going to say it again. There's a chapter and this is, why do they have to lie to win? Why is it always a lie? Why is it always, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Why is it always a misspeak? Right? Why? Shouldn't be. This should be easy stuff, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Head up to my website, therealside.com. All right? Give me your email address. It's one of the ways we get the message out to you. It's one of the ways we let you know what we're, I call it hawking, what we're selling, what we're doing. I put stories up there as well. I send you out one email a week, let you know what's coming up, what's going on. We're going out to CPAC at the end of the month. That should be a lot of fun. Look it up online. Just go to that little googly thing and go CPAC 2019. 2019, you'll see what's going on. You'll see what we're doing out there. But, you know, as you're running around cleaning up your yard this weekend, if you're one of those places that's been raining like California for the last 5 days, and you're cleaning up your yard, you're getting things done around the house, I want you to think about how you're going to make a difference. How you really make a difference, not kind of, sort of. Right? You're going to reach out to your grandkids. You're going to reach out to your nieces and nephews. How are you going to make life a little better for them? How are you going to make sure that they understand, that they know, that they realize what the truth is in all these situations? Right? Because you can't let the education systems and others around your kids, you know they're saturated by liberals. You can't let them get away with this. You have got to be the light. You've got to be the truth in those kids' lives. Again, nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters. Yes, we do use the gender terms. Right? Talk to them about history. Matter of fact, you vets, You've got a big weight on your shoulders. These kids are not hearing the truth about those wars. They're not hearing the truth about what you guys and girls did over there. You need to tell them stories. Even if they don't want to hear them, they're going to remember them. You need to tell them the stories. I had a lot of vets in my family. And I'm sorry to say, at times I was like, yeah, okay, I've already heard this before. Or I heard this from Uncle So-and-so. But I remember them today. I remember what those guys went through. I remember what they looked like. I remember how they were at times when certain things were happening. I had one uncle that they used to refer to as Shell Shock, protecting me in essence. Hey, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe this weekend because I want you back on Monday. I don't want you not to be here. We'll catch you Monday.